In this bulletin, genomic testing links Victoria's latest case of COVID-19 back to a South Australian quarantine hotel. Fears of war as violence escalates between Israel and Hamas militants in Gaza. And in sport, the International Olympic Committee reiterates the Tokyo Games is going ahead despite local opposition. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Genomic testing has linked Victoria's latest case of COVID-19 back to a South Australian quarantine hotel. A Melbourne man in his 30s tested positive to the virus on Tuesday after returning from overseas and completing quarantine at the Playford Hotel in Adelaide. He had been staying in a room next to another person with COVID-19, and test results show both have the same variant of the virus. Several potential exposure sites have been identified in Melbourne's west and north, as well as the CBD, but no further cases linked to the man have been detected so far. Health Minister Martin Foley says poor record keeping has affected contact tracers' abilities to find people potentially exposed to COVID-19 at the Curry Vault restaurant last Friday.
Our teams are working through the QR codes, the financial transactions, the takeaway transactions of that facility, just to make sure that we run down anyone that might have been associated with that facility.
Meantime, anyone who visited COVID-19 hotspot sites in Melbourne is banned from travelling into South Australia. South Australian Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says people who have visited those sites won't be allowed into the state, while anyone who visited them and is already in South Australia must isolate for 14 days. At least 56 people have been killed in Gaza in a conflict between Israel and Hamas militants that's reached its most intense level in years. On Wednesday, multi-story residential buildings and towers in Gaza were heavily damaged by airstrikes carried out by Israeli defense forces. Israel says it's killed 16 members of the Hamas armed wing in Gaza, including a senior commander. Meanwhile, the Israeli military is claiming Hamas militants have fired more than 1,000 rockets since the conflict began, reporting that six people have been killed in Israel. Mr. Dujarric says Secretary General Antonio Guterres and his Middle East envoy Tor Venislan are very concerned about growing civilian casualties in both Gaza and Israel and deeply saddened by the reported deaths of children in Gaza.
The Secretary General and Mr. Venislan have both reiterated that Hamas and other militant groups' indiscriminate launching of rockets and mortars violates international humanitarian law and is unacceptable and has to stop immediately. While recognizing Israel's legitimate security concerns, Mr. Venislan also reiterated that Israeli authorities must also abide by their responsibilities under international law, and that Israeli security forces should exercise maximum restraint, calibrate their use of force to spare civilians.
The World Health Organization's response to the coronavirus pandemic has been reviewed and criticized by a panel of independent experts. The experts faulted countries worldwide for their wait-and-see approach during the early months of the outbreak. Former New Zealand Prime Minister and panel member Helen Clark says the results were catastrophic globally because most waited to see how the virus was spreading until it was too late to contain it.
That wasted month of February meant that health systems became overwhelmed as the disease spread rapidly. Time had run out for many countries to avert COVID-19 having a major impact on them. There was also a global winner-takes-all scramble to secure the personal protective equipment, the therapeutics, and other supplies required. Too many countries, including some of the wealthiest, devalued the emerging science.
To sport now, and the International Olympic Committee has reiterated its support for Japanese measures to counter COVID-19, reaffirming a confidence the Tokyo Olympics would be an historic event despite wide public opposition. With less than 3 months to go before the Games begin on July 23, Japan is battling a surge in coronavirus infections. According to recent polls, a majority of its population wants the Olympics cancelled or postponed for a second time. Mark Adam from the IOC says the event is going ahead in a COVID-safe way.
With 70-odd days to go, we are really stuck in the implementation phase. We're not stuck. We are looking As things stand at the moment, and as we talk to our Japanese partners and friends, we are moving full ahead. We continue to plan for full games, and that's the way it has to be, and that's the only way it can be for us. But we are fully, fully concentrated now in this last implementation phase of delivering excellent games, which really will bring the world together.
And now for a look at today's weather in Perth. It's mostly sunny there, 22 degrees. Adelaide showers and mostly in the morning and 17. Melbourne afternoon showers and 18. Hobart much the same, 17. Canberra some morning fog and 18. Wollongong a mostly sunny one and 22. Sydney similar conditions, 23. Newcastle cloud clearing there, 24. Brisbane cloud easing and 26. Cairns mostly sunny, 30 degrees, and Darwin similar conditions, 34. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.